Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, this means war. This is a spiritual war that we're dealing with. You are now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those of you that faithfully tuned in and listened to this worldwide ministry and platform, and especially for the new listeners on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Deacon Edward Blakely. He is the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor. Deacon Blakely will be bringing forth God's word very shortly, so you most definitely will need your Bibles, your pens, and paper so you can follow along. We always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all the listeners if you will please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. No matter what we hear, what we see, or how we feel, we're grateful to know that you are in total control. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man, You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And you don't lie. You cannot change. You cannot fail. For this we give you glory, honor, and praise. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Blakely and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the world. Forgive us of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're so grateful on tonight for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, that we can come through him and be saved first and foremost, and that we can also come through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. We come now and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. I continue to lift up my brother in Christ, Deacon Rodney O'Brien, and his sister-in-law, Tashana Thomas, in the loss of his wife, Deaconess Angela Brian O'Brien, whose homegoing service was on yesterday. We also continue to lift up Pastor Eric Morphis and his sister Beverly and that entire family in the loss of their mother, who was funeralized the first part of this month. And also we continue to lift up the family of the late Reverend Eddie Franklin. Their father made this transition. His homegrown servant was also earlier this month. So we continue to lift up the Franklin family and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons. Heavenly Father, continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your presence, your love, your joy, and your strength, even during the hour of bereavement. And let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we come now, listen to all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders for your glory. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your Spirit through your man of God, through Deacon Edward Blakely on tonight, through your Holy Spirit, as he delivers your word. Should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, we pray that something will be said that will touch their hearts on tonight. They will open their mouth and they will confess their sins and ask to be forgiven in Jesus' name. And they will also open their mouth and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus that you will get the glory. So now, Lord, we help us. We pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you alone will be glorified. Continue to bless every listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. Have your way on tonight that you will get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, everyone should be grateful. God is not like man. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Everyone should be grateful. God is not like man. I know I am so glad that God is not like man. He cannot lie, fail, nor change. Right now, I am going to go to my announcements, and then we're going to go to our music break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Deacon Edward Blakely to deliver God's word. I am so proud and excited once again to announce that God has blessed my younger sister, Danetta Burney, to write another children's book. The latest children's book is titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate, and also her other children's book is titled The Best of Joy. Both of these books are now available at Amazon.com. And also, she has now opened up her website for Josh the Guard. You can purchase The Littlest Guard at the Gate book. He also have a coloring book. He have a puzzle. He have a little pillow that the little kids love. He have a variety of t-shirts and other items that you can purchase for your little ones in your family. If you are a parent or a grandparent or uncle or aunt that would like to purchase these items, or if you're a teacher and have small children between the age of from 3 to 8 years old, they have fallen in love with The Littlest Guard at the Gate. And the website for her children's store is all lowercase www.josh, J-O-S-H, the guard, G-U-A-R-D.com. Once again, that's www.josh, J-O-S-H, the guard, G-U-A-R-D.com. And you can go to her website, that website, and if you want to order a kit that has everything in it, you can do that, or you can order items separately through her children's website for justtheguard@justtheguard.com. Well, praise the Lord. Hopefully everything goes well and we can do our music on tonight. On Thursday night, we was not able to do our music break, but hopefully and prayerfully, we'll be able to do it tonight. So I'm going to try it right now. And I pray once again that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with Deacon Eddie Blakely as he gets ready to deliver God's word. Enjoy the music break. the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, thought that your life and my life was worth living, that he sacrificed his life for you and for me? Before I bring on Deacon Blakely, I would like to make this announcement real quick. I hope you have your pen and paper ready to write down this phone number. God has blessed Minister Tawan Eppinger. He is also a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor, and where I serve as the musician. Minister Tawan Eppinger has a prayer line that comes on the air every night, 7 days a week, from 9 o'clock until about 9:15, and sometimes even go longer. It depends on how the Holy Spirit starts moving. So we have to learn how to let the Lord have his way. So Minister Eppinger's prayer line is 1-602-610-2081. Again, that number is 1-602, it's the area code, 610-2081. And the access code is 913-927. Once again, his access code is 913-927. And also, I'd like to ask the listeners to keep my uncle, Uncle Malachi King, in your prayers. He was rushed to the hospital again this morning down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Keep him in your prayers, and his wife, Lily Mae King, and their family in your prayers. So right now, I'm excited once again to bring forth Deacon Edward Blakely. Again, he is a member, he is the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor, and he comes forth over this worldwide platform every third Saturday night, delivering God's word. And I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord. Deacon Edward Blakely, I now give the mic to you.
Good evening. I'm going to be coming from John 10, 1 through 10. And my heading is Jesus is the door. Jesus is the door. I'm gonna first read John 10 from 1 to 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up over some other way, he the same is a thief and a robber. Verse 2. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 3. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls on sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. 5. And the stranger will they not follow, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. 6. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were, which he spoke to them. 7. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go and out and find pastures and find green pastures. 10. The thief cometh not for to steal. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I am the door. Jesus also said, I am the shepherd. So when we try to break this down, what Jesus is saying, they didn't understand him. I think a lot of people today don't completely understand how Jesus is the shepherd and the door. In this, Jesus claimed several I ams. He said, I am the light. I am the bread of life. I am the way. I am the truth. But in this I am, he's really trying to make a statement about the body of Christ, the people of Christ, and the church. I hear the church, you know, the leadership of the church, and the all the congregations all over wherever they may be. That the leadership should be the church. Should be the house, the Lord's house, and any that enter in should enter by him, not by some other means or by some other, self-determination, those who might come and see the flock as a way to be fleeced and to make gains from God's people. And then also, on the other hand, he's also talking about God's people who must enter in. They must enter in by him, by Jesus. Jesus goes on to describe, what the shepherd is and what I just read the porter allows the shepherd in, meaning the pastor of the church should come through the door, that Jesus is the door. The pastor who comes in to preach and teach and edify the flock should come in through that door. They should not come in by any other means. They should know Christ. They should live for Christ. They should be willing to sacrifice for the flock. After all, they are leaders. They are the under shepherds, if you will. So I'm gonna get into this little kind of a description of what Jesus meant when he says, I am the door. We all understand what a door, and in some versions it says the gate. He was the gate or the door or the way. But I want to get to the door because we all understand what a door is. But how can a door also be my shepherd? Here's how Jesus tried to explain it. Hold on a second. Here we go. In order for us to get a more clear picture of what Jesus' statement is, we have to kind of understand what a sheepfold is. A sheepfold is where the sheep are at night. When darkness falls, the shepherd would bring the sheep to the sheepfold. And there was a porter at the door. And the shepherds would bring their sheep into the fold. Like in the cities, in the larger cities, maybe several shepherds would bring their flocks and they would go into the sheepfold. And the porter would allow the shepherds in. I'm getting pastors. They would allow them in to bring their flocks in. And in the more rural areas, it was a little less sophisticated, but it was the same idea. The shepherd would bring probably his only, the only shepherd would bring his flock into a pen, like this fenced in area, but it would have one way in and one way out. And anybody who came over the wall or over the fence or tried to sneak in some other way, they were predators, and they came to kill, steal, and destroy. Anybody who tried to get around the gate were thieves and robbers. Jesus called them thieves and robbers as he was comparing himself to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were religious leaders, but they all came before Jesus, but they were leading the people the wrong way. And they didn't come through Christ. They weren't. They knew who Christ was, but they weren't teaching the word of God. They weren't teaching about Christ, his way. So, anyone, they were that, the example of that day of someone coming in into leadership without Christ, without explaining to the people that there were other ways, that there were other ways to enter into the kingdom of God without Christ. And furthermore, Jesus went on to explain, well, I'm going to attempt to explain this my way, that the shepherd was the one who brought the sheep in when night fell to protect them. The shepherd was the one who took the sheep out, as David mentioned in Psalm 23. He took them out and found them green pastures to eat, and he let them lay down in cool grass where they could you know, have a shady spot to rest. And he led them by still water. Sheep were so, I hate to use the word dumb, but they just didn't have the ability to do anything. They had to be watched over at all times. So if sheep would stray off by fast, rapid-moving water to get a drink, they might fall over in the water and drown. So they had to be watched over at all times. And then there were predators out there even during the day. But the good shepherd would watch over them. The good shepherd would sacrifice himself to protect them. And then even in the evening, he would bring them in to the sheepfold. I'm talking now in the second sheepfold that I'm talking about. The first one I was talking about was a little more sophisticated. It may have even been indoors where the sheep had better protection. And the shepherds would leave them there with the porter at night. And when they came in the morning, the porter would let them in, and they would call their sheep, and each of their flock knew their name, and they would call their flock out, and they would take their flock out to the pastures or whatever they had to go that day. But the smaller, the special sheepfold, it was like in the countryside, and there was one shepherd and one flock, and that shepherd would take them out and lead them and guide them and let them have all that they needed. And then he would bring them in at night. But this sheepfold was not, you know, it was just a fence like rocks set up around, and it didn't have a door. It just had an entryway in. And in the night, the good shepherd would bring his sheep in, and then there was no door, so he would lie down on the ground across the door, and he would protect from anything coming in. And Jesus says, I am that door. I am the one who protects. I'm the one who provides. I'm the one who takes you. I'm the one who goes out before you, and I provide. I provide the green pastures, I provide the still waters, I provide, and then I protect. Jesus is saying, I'm the protector, and if you come by me, that protection is available. John 3:13 says, God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the door. Anybody who comes through by Jesus would not perish, but would have everlasting life. And when I see the shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus calling himself the shepherd and also the door, I see the depiction of Jesus laying his body, giving his body on the cross to be the door. And anyone who believes that Jesus died, Jesus went into the grave, and 3 days he rose with all authority. He has all authority. He shares no authority with anyone. In heaven, on earth, he has all authority. And Jesus said, anything that you ask in my name, my Father will give it to you. He says, I came to give you life and give it more abundantly. When the thief came to steal and destroy, that should give us a good sense of what the church is, of what the church should be. When we sit under a ministry, what that should look like and what we should be like. We should be completely and thoroughly committed to one way, God's way. He gave us the door. He gave us his only begotten son. That is the plan of God. And Jesus also said that I am the door. And no man can come to the Father but by me, the door. He's calling himself the door. He's the way. He's the way to God, and he's the way for us to send to God, send a word to God, to speak to God, and he's also the way to bring blessings from heaven into our world so that God can provide, and we can have that abundant life. He is the way. Jesus is the only way. Any other way that we enter into the fold, or anyone should come into the fold, is a robber and a thief. I believe that Jesus is saying that I am the way. He says all these I ams, but this I am is a statement about the church. It really is about the church, about the leadership, as well as the congregation. We all should come under this one banner that Jesus is Lord. Jesus gave his life. Jesus died on a cross. Jesus is the door. We have to enter that way, or we can never enter into the kingdom of heaven unless we come by that way. I had a conversation, this was some years ago, about, I don't even know who this guy was. We were having a conversation, and he was talking about these kingdoms back in the ancient times, these kingdoms, those walled-in kingdoms. They would have a narrow doorway for anyone approaching the kingdom, that they had to go through this narrow doorway. So if they were wealthy and they had a lot of stuff, you know, camels were loaded down, they would have to come to that doorway and they would have to unload everything off their camels. And then they would enter into the kingdom. And that doorway was to protect. And they call it the eye of a needle. And Jesus said that a wealthy man it would be hard for him to get through the eye of a needle. But even I'm not a wealthy man, but even we all have to go through that. We can't come in some other way. There were other entryways into those kingdoms, into those walled in kingdoms. But if you were a stranger, if you were coming, a traveler coming, you had to enter in through that way. That way evil men couldn't come in and enter into the kingdom, just walk in and bring weapons or something to destroy the kingdom. This is why Jesus says you must come this way. You must come this way, or you're not fit to come into the kingdom. You have to be willing to shed everything off to come into the kingdom so that nothing in the kingdom would be destroyed. Jesus is that door. He says, I am that door. And to enter in, you have to come through him or by him. You have to come God's way. This is God's plan for us to enter into the kingdom. I lost my little page here. I got to try to pull it back up again. Hold on 1 second.
According to DesireJesus.com, as the Messiah who cares for his spiritual sheep.
Okay, I'm back. Jesus says, I am the door. I've lost myself. Well, let me go back to I'm going to go here again. To 10, verse 10, John 10, verse 10. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill. Anyone who comes in who does not come through, Jesus said that they are thieves, and they come to kill and to steal and to destroy. So therefore he is the door. He's that narrow door that I just talked about in the walled kingdom. He is that narrow door, and he is to protect the kingdom. He will protect from anyone entering into that kingdom who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. How are you coming? How are you kingdom living? What are you contributing to the kingdom? What are you bringing to the kingdom? How will you enter into the kingdom? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for us all? He made the kingdom available to us all. Not everyone will enter it because everyone doesn't want to enter in by the door. But he made the kingdom available to us all. And at the same time, he is the shepherd who will give us life and give us life abundantly as we go out. And he will give us the protection as we come in, because he's the keeper of the door. And those who believe that he is who he says he is, and that he does what he says he does, they will have everlasting life, and they will have life abundant. They will have a satisfying life. They will live a life of satisfaction. I'm not going over, am I, Brother Brown? I keep just moving and moving. But the point that I really wanted to make here was, because I've heard the preaching so many times that it's really about the pastors of churches and you know, and that, but it's also about what Jesus is doing and who he is. This is also about who he is, and he does contrast it with the religious leaders, but he's also saying who he is and how important that is for us to know who he is, and that we must enter in by him. Because if we are deceived, when he talked about the shepherds and knowing the shepherd's voice, he says, I am the shepherd. But then he also talked about shepherds who come in the wrong way and they mislead. But then he also says, I am the shepherd, and my sheep know my voice. So if we, this is where it comes, I believe it comes in so important, is knowing what Jesus said, knowing the word of God, knowing the word for ourselves, so that we can't be misled, because we know what the word is. And then we can judge. We can't judge a person's heart, but we can judge a person's fruit. We can judge who our leadership is. Did you know that flocks of sheep had a leader? There was a leader sheep in the flock. And if that lead sheep, if he walked over a cliff, all the rest of the sheep would go with him. Or if a sheep did not know, if a sheep was mixed in a flock that did not know the voice of Jesus, the voice of their shepherd, when he called, he wouldn't move with the rest of the flock. There's people who join the church, who join for other reasons, for reasons other than they believe that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus is the one that God said, my son, who I'm giving, so that you might have an everlasting life. Some people come to church just to, you know, to capitalize on certain things, and they're there. And those are people that, again, Jesus is saying, they came by some other means. They didn't come through me, because if they come to me, they would be of that one spirit. They would be the same as everyone else who came in through the door. They would not be thieves, and they would not be robbers, and they will not be destructive to the church. That's my real point today, that Jesus is making him, not making himself, he is the door. He says, I am the door. He is the way to the kingdom. He is the way to the Father. None can have a relationship with God except by me, by he come through the door. So many people I see, you know, who says, I'm a Christian. I believe I used to go to church and I didn't like that and this and that and they left the church, and they would say, well, you know, then there's other ways, and they've been convinced too that there's other ways. You just have to be a good person, and you just have to believe that there's a God. And Jesus is saying again that I am the way, I am the door to the kingdom, I am that doorway, that narrow doorway to the kingdom, and you can't enter in unless you come by me. I have to approve. You have to be approved by me in order to enter into that kingdom. And Jesus is not allowing anyone into that kingdom who's not approved, who doesn't come through him, come by him. Let me read this again. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. If I've seen it myself, if you seen some message, you heard a message, most a lot of TV evangelists, you hear their message and they talk about Jesus and they talk about this, but they also talk about something else. It's something else that they're pushing or they're peddling, and it always hits me as real strange. Why would they do that, you know, in the church? And this really strikes me is that they're not really coming through Christ. They're not really coming through Christ. They're mentioning him, and they even praise and sing songs, but they really have a motive of their own. They have another motive. And Jesus is saying he is the protection for that. That's why we need to know him for ourselves. We really need to know who he is for ourselves, because we can easily be misled. He talks about sheep and how they can so easily get lost. He says a sheep can walk around all day, you know, just grazing and never looking up. And when night starts to fall, they're not like other animals, you know, like maybe your dog or your cat. They have the instinct, a homing instinct, and they can find their way home. You can take your dog around the corner and leave him, and sooner or later he's going to come running back to the house because he has that instinct. We should not have, we don't have that instinct. Sheep don't have that instinct. That's why we need a shepherd. We need a shepherd to guide us, to lead us back to the fold, and not only bring us back into the fold, but also because the fold has no door and the enemy is always on the hunt. The enemy is always in predator mode. He's always after us because he hates the shepherd. He hates the Lord. He hates Jesus. He hates God. Jesus is God. There's only one way, and he hates, so he's after us. He's after God's, the shepherd's sheep, because he hates the shepherd. But Jesus, so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to lay down his life. I keep getting that image. He's laying across the sheepfold doorway, and he's saying, I am the door. I am the door. I'm the one who protects. I'm the one who keeps out the enemy. I'm the one who drives out the enemy. But if you come through me, if you come through the door where I protect, it's not a door, it's the door. It's the only door. And when we come in through that way, we have his protection. We have his provision. We have God's protection. We have God's provision. We have God's. David said it, I'll repeat it again. David said it, you know, in Psalm 23, that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He leads me to green pastures. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me by the still waters, not the rapid moving waters, the still waters, the calm waters. He provides for me, and then he also protects me. When I come in, there's still wolves at my door, but he protects me. He is the door. Sheep, if a predator got into the sheepfold where the sheep were, the sheep wouldn't even, they don't even fight back. They don't even know how to defend themselves. We can't defend ourselves against this enemy, is what Jesus is saying. We can't, I know we don't like feeling like sheep. I don't. And I know most people don't like to think of themselves that way. But Jesus is trying to describe something that we can't, you probably can't comprehend how evil and wicked this enemy is. And we can't, we don't have the ability to fight, or the ability to defend ourselves against the wiles of this enemy. So we need to be protected at all times, when we're going out and when we're in. We need to be protected. And Jesus is the door that does not allow the one who would come in to steal, kill, or destroy. He protects. He says, I am the door. A door is really important. I'll just take it up, you know, to right now, our time. You couldn't live in your house today without a door that you can go inside and lock and keep whatever would come against your house out on the outside. Jesus says, I am the door. I am that door. But I still get that vision of Jesus placing himself on the cross, laying his body there, giving his life. And that's the same image of laying across the door. If your home didn't have a door and somebody would stand in the doorway while you slept or while you carry on your business or you're at your home, somebody's standing there protecting the enemy that would come in to rob, steal, to kill, or destroy. Jesus says, I am that door. And there is no other door. We don't have any other protection. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was saying that he wasn't exactly saying that, but what he meant was that I haven't chose Jesus, but, you know, I believe in God. And so, you know, I'm just on Jesus, I'm neutral, is really what he was saying. On Jesus, with Jesus, I'm neutral. And I was trying to explain to him with the same text that without Jesus, you're not neutral. Without Jesus, you are vulnerable to attack. And you can't defend yourself against this enemy. No matter how strong you believe you are, you cannot defend yourself against this enemy. You need the shepherd and you need the door. You need the shepherd to take you when you go out in the day, in the light of day, and at night when you sleep, you need the shepherd to guard the door. The door to your life, the door to your heart, the door to your mind, the door to your life, the door to your eternal life, the door to everything that God promised. You need a shepherd to guide you, to keep you. Even on the path that God has put me on, there's still sharp rocks and broken glass and bushes and poison plants that the enemy has planted in my path, even the path that God has put me on. But Jesus is the door. He knows the way. He knows the way back to the sheepfold. He knows my way home. He knows how to bring me home safely. We need a shepherd, and we need the door. We need a shepherd to bring us out, and we need a protector, a door to keep us. He will keep us safe if we trust and believe in him, that he is the Lord and shepherd, that he gave his life and that he died and he was buried. And on the third day, he rose with all power, not some, but all power, being authority, God's authority. He has all authority. And when I have need, I pray to God. And he says, anything that you ask in my authority, in his authority. Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth. And he says, my Father will give it to you. I will tell my Father will give it to you, because he has all authority. He has the authority to provide. He has the authority to protect. He is Lord. And I haven't found a way to wrap this up, but we need a shepherd. It doesn't matter how strong you feel, and it doesn't matter how independent you want to be or think you are. And we are somewhat strong, we are somewhat independent, but we still need that shepherd. We need someone to guide us, someone who knows the way. As I was just saying, even on my path, I see rocks and I see, but I see them only because Jesus is the light. He said in one of those, I am, he said, I am the light. He is the light to my path. He lets me see. He goes before me and let me see those sharp rocks. He let me see those broken glass shards. He lets me see those sticky bushes, and he lets me see the path that I'm on. And he's saying, stay on the path because I'm there. I'm the way. I'm the door. I'm the way. I am how you're going to enter in to the kingdom. You have to follow me. Go through the door. You have to be on the path that I'm guiding you on because he is the shepherd. And he is the protector. He protect me on my path that he put me on, and he will light the path. He will provide on my path. God has really been good to me. God has always been protecting me. But I see that Jesus is the mechanism by which God has always protected his creation. All that will believe, he placed that there and said, all that will believe, and believe that he is the door, that Jesus, his only begotten son, is the door. He will have life everlasting and life more abundant. Jesus is the door. He says, I am the door. I hope that clears up, because it clears it up for me. I was a bit confused when I read, you know, how can Jesus be a shepherd and a door? How could he be the shepherd and the door? How could he let the shepherd in and let the shepherd out? Well, he was talking about the pastors. Jesus gave us preachers, teachers, and pastors, and the ministry. He gave us the ministry and the leadership of the ministry, but yet he is the shepherd, and we need to hear his voice. We need to hear his voice coming from our leadership. If we don't hear his voice coming from our leadership, then we're in the wrong place, probably. We're in the wrong place. We got a really good pastor in Isaiah Tillman, but I hear the word of God coming from him. I hear, and then when I see his actions, they compare. I'm speaking of my pastor because I love my pastor, but you know, I'm sure there's great pastors all over, but some, I know that there's some that are out there that they're saying one thing and doing another, and they're not living like they're coming through the door. They're not coming through the door all the time. Sometimes they're coming from a different place. And Jesus calls them robbers, thieves, and they came to kill and steal and destroy. But he will protect if you come through the door. If I come through the door, I'm coming through Christ. Christ is leading the way. Jesus is leading the way. I'm going to let Jesus lead me. And when I need to come in from the darkness, I let him be the door that will protect me. I trust him. I trust him with my life daily, and I trust him in the evening when the sun goes down. When I come into my home, when I come back into the fold, I trust that he will be the door. Jesus,
amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Deacon Rick, I got to cut you off right now because our time is up. But I thank you for sharing that word on tonight and clarifying who Jesus is. He is not only that, but he is the good shepherd. And so that he laid down his life for the sheep. We are the sheep. And so we just thank God for you for expounding on that word and making it clear as to who Jesus really is. When we say that Jesus says that he is the door, and there's no other way that we can come to the Father but except through and by him. So I want to say thank you for delivering that word on tonight, and you continue to be blessed of the Lord, and I look forward to you coming back on the third Saturday of next month with another powerful word from the Lord. So until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord, listeners. I'm not going to do an ending prayer because we're over our time. So we ask the Lord continue to bless you real good. Continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but according to God's word, that God would be glorified through you. So until tonight, know that I love you, know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Amen.